Shanghai Express.
Well, you're not giving that to the auction, are you?
I am.
He just bought it there last year.
I know. I had some fantasy about using it to announce chop suey dinners.
Oh, brother, what a waste of money that was.
Oh, no. This is the blue chip stock of the auction. Every year it declares a dividend for charity. Don't quote me, but what I'd really like to give is this thing here.
Well, why don't you? It's terrible, Mother.
Well, it was a wedding present, and your father loves it. No, I wouldn't want to hurt his feelings.
Honestly, you're both so sentimental, it's ridiculous.
Well, maybe. What are you going to give?
Oh, just some of the crazy junk I was passionately fond of as a child.
Such as what?
Oh, this Cupid doll I got at the carnival last summer. It's so vulgar. I mean, really, purple feathers.
Well, if anybody wants me, I'll be at the hospital. Have a consultation.
All right, dear.
What's all this? Your collection center again?
Uh-huh. Uh-oh, there's my oven. Well, I guess I'd better have a consultation with my chocolate cake.
Oh, chocolate cake. You need the help of a specialist?
No, thank you. There are no complications.
What are you giving to the auction this year, Daddy?
I don't know. Let's see, there's an old fly rod out in the garage. Tell you what I wish we could give.
What?
This monstrosity.
What?
Well, don't quote me. It was a wedding present. Mother's very, very sentimental about it.
My mother?
Shh, shh. It's never been out of the living room since we were married. She's crazy about it.
Oh, boy.
Alex, do you have any suggestions for the auction?
Yeah, I thought I'd give my old fly rod.
Oh, good.
Well, what else, Daddy?
Well, I can't think of anything.
Can't you think of anything either, Mother?
Well, I don't know what you mean, dear.
Well, let's see. How about this?
Oh, of course
not. We'd never give this.
I should say not.
When you're a little older, dear, you'll understand.
Oh, I may never grow up.
Here's what I'm going to give the auction.
Your football?
No, my rocket.
Your rocket? But that's practically brand new.
That old thing?
That old thing? I just bought it for you 2 weeks ago.
Well, it wasn't as much fun as I figured it would be. Besides, now all the kids are playing football.
Yeah.
Mom, please, all the kids are waiting for me. See you later.
We'll be home early.
Well, there went $2 into outer space. Why did you buy it for him?
Well, 2 weeks ago, this rocket was a matter of life and death.
Oh, honey, he's got you pegged. The heart of gold, the soft touch, the easy mark.
Well, who was the easy mark that bought him that set of oil paints?
Well, when a boy shows an interest in something creative,
that
I think you ought to be...
That interest lasted exactly one rainy afternoon.
All right. We're both guilty. We've been overindulging him, and we've got to stop it.
Well, you're right. It's time you started overindulging me. You know, I'd love some new clothes.
From now on, we're not overindulging anybody. Agreed?
Agreed. The next time Jeff comes to me with his hand out, all he's going to get is a firm, friendly handshake.
All right, you guys, let's get it right this time. The backfield can't even do it, we'll have to give up. 1, 2, 3, shift. 4, 5, 6, shift. 7, 8, 9, shift. Height.
If you can't stop fumbling, I'm going to put you on the bench.
Yeah, and who will you get to replace me with?
Henry Gibson's sister, that's who. She's about the best halfback in the neighborhood.
We could use her. This is going to be a tough season for the Bobcats.
And that Alder Street game's going to be rough. Those guys are good.
And big. They just look big, because they got uniforms.
Don't kid yourself. Have you seen their fullback, Two-Ton Wallers? He must weigh at least 100 pounds.
Hey, here comes Tom Ellis.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Small Fry.
Hey, how's high school?
Oh, it's nothing special. Our sophomores figure it's just a tall grade school.
Did you make the team?
Sure, a good chance to be first-string quarterback.
Wow.
First-string?
Wow.
How's it look for the Bobcats this season?
Well, we got our work cut out for us.
Yeah, we're playing Alder Street in 3 weeks.
Alder Street? Oh, when I was wearing old number 11, that was a pretty big game.
Old number 11. I guess you were just about the best quarterback the Bobcats ever had.
Well, I don't know.
Who is any better?
You got me there. Still wearing the old blue and gold?
Well, not exactly.
What colors are you wearing?
Well, we don't exactly have any uniforms.
No uniforms at all?
Oh, I got my dad's helmet.
And Mike's got a couple of knee pads.
Not anymore. He lost one of them.
Boy, things have sure changed since I was wearing old number 11. In those days, we had pride in our team.
We got pride in our team.
Darn right.
We got a great team.
All right, I'll take your word for it. Well, good luck.
You gonna come and see us play Alder Street?
I kind of think I'll be busy.
Oh, he's right. We ought to have uniforms. We don't look like a football team. We look like a bunch of raggedy kids.
My pop gets home. I'm gonna ask him for one.
So me too.
Well, hold it. What's the matter with you guys? Don't go to your father. Go to your mother. The mother's always a pushover for the son.
Not mine. When I ask my mom for something, she says, ask your father, ask your father.
Well, you just don't come out and ask her. You use a little psychology.
Like what?
Well, like my mom's always telling me to clean up my room. By the time I get around to it, she's already done it.
So?
So, I tell her it's terrific, that she's the best mother in the whole world. It makes her feel good, and then she's ready to do something for me.
I still think I'll ask my dad.
Well, okay. But remember when we all asked for rockets? I got mine. Did you?
Maybe my dad doesn't like me.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Jeff. Did you wipe your feet?
No wonder I'm always needing new shoes. I wear them out at the doormat. But you're right. You always keep a nice house, and I'm proud to bring my friends over.
Well, thank you. I'm always glad to have them.
Boy, that chocolate cake sure looks good. You're about the best cook I know.
Thank you again.
And the prettiest, too.
I may not be the prettiest, but with all this buttering up, I'm the slipperiest.
You're pretty smart, too.
It runs in the family. Now, what's on your mind?
Well, you're a mother, right?
Right.
And I'm a son, right?
Right.
And you and me are pretty close, right?
Right.
And so today we're going to go down and buy me a football uniform, right?
Wrong.
Oh, Mom, why not? I priced them on my way home. They're only $22.
$22? Jeff, it's time you learned you're not going to get everything you ask for.
Well, of course not. Just the important things like this uniform.
Yeah, well, 2 weeks ago it was the rocket. Today it's the uniform. No, you've been to the well just once too often.
Oh, Mom, let's go over this once more. Now, you're a mother, and I'm a son, and that's
enough.
Oh, Mom, you're ruining my reputation with the guys. Can your son at least have a little piece of chocolate cake?
Not till dinner.
Oh, after all the things I've done for you.
Yes, well, before you do one other thing for me, I want you to go upstairs and clean up your room.
If I could live this day over again, I'd turn it down. What a setback for psychology.
Relax now, Mrs. Turnbull. She's doing fine.
Oh, I'm so glad I came to see you. I was worried sick.
There's nothing to worry about. I can tell by the x-ray. It'll all be over in a day or so.
That's wonderful. Not only for Susie's sake, but it's a very valuable earring. Goodbye, Doctor.
Goodbye, Mrs. Turnbull. Bye, Susie.
Bye.
Oh, as a bit of preventive medicine, Mrs. Turnbull, I suggest you keep your jewelry case locked. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Turnbull.
Boy, oh boy, Pop, you sure have a way with people.
Well, thank you. I do my humble best.
No kidding, Pop. You're terrific. Not only as a doctor, but with everyone. With your family, your friends.
If you're going to make a speech, I'll sit down.
Well, the reason is, you just don't think about yourself. You're always thinking about other people and their problems.
You don't by any chance have a problem.
Well.
My reaction's all right?
Well, I hope so. I'm worried about Mary.
Mary? What's the matter with Mary?
Well, you know how close-conscious she is. How do you think she'd feel if she saw her own brother playing football without a uniform? Just in jeans and an old sweatshirt.
She'd be embarrassed to death.
Well, Natch, all her friends laughing at her, making fun of her.
Look, Jeff, I love Mary as much as you do, and I wouldn't cause her any embarrassment for the world. But the answer is no.
Oh, Pop, I gotta have the uniform. It's a matter of life and death.
So was that rocket.
Why does everybody keep talking about the rocket?
Because from now on, we're going to stop buying you everything that pops into your head. If you want that uniform, you'll have to earn the money.
They cost $22.
You've got 3 weeks. You can mow lawns, wash cars, trim hedges. It wouldn't kill you.
No, but it'd sure be a lot of work.
Let's think of it this way. You'll be doing it for Mary.
Trouble with this family is they're all too smart.
Hello, Mrs. Cooper.
Well, how's that fine son of yours?
Oh, Danny's just fine. I mean, he's just beautiful. I mean, he's the most wonderful baby in the world. Sometimes when I stop and think that he's actually mine, I just get scared. You know, the responsibility.
Oh, we needn't be scared. All right. Danny's the healthiest baby I ever saw.
I mean, he's so coordinated. You know what he did this morning? He stuck both of his fists in the cereal at the same time. Isn't that unusual? I mean, at his age.
Mrs. Cooper, do you know what I said to myself the first time I saw your baby?
No, what?
I said, now there's a baby.
Really?
Shall I give him a shot now?
No, he isn't here just now. Well, he's out earning money for his football uniform. I'll have him call you. Yes, I'll tell him it's crucial. Bye. Oh, Mary, take that thing off.
Don't you think I look like a femme fatale, Mother?
The ponytail gives you away.
Boy, are we ever going to have an auction this year?
All the white elephants in town are going to move one attic to the left.
No white elephants for me. I'm going to bid on something practical and beautiful.
Yes, such as what?
This mirror tissue box. You know, these are real clamshells.
It's a very good choice.
I just don't understand how Mrs. Barkley could give it up.
Hi!
Hi, Jim. Johnny Morton.
What happened? Oh, I just made 50 cents the hard way. Washing Perkins' dog.
That's the meanest dog in the whole neighborhood.
Well, how do you think I got 50 cents? My usual price is a quarter. Mr. Perkins threw all these bandages in for nothing.
Why doesn't Mr. Perkins wash his own dog?
Because he's scared of him.
How much have you earned so far, Jeff?
Only $2.50. By the time I get $22, I'll be a wreck.
Well, don't wash any more dogs.
Okay. I was born too late. Tom Ellis told me that when he got his uniform, they only cost $14.
Oh, I'll get it. It's probably just some more stuff for the auction.
Hey, how do I look?
Well, just fine.
Who is it?
Eddie Barker. Holy smoke, Eddie. Where'd you get it?
My dad bought it for me.
Well, how come? I thought you had to earn the money like me.
Didn't you hear the news? Didn't Johnny Morton phone you?
Yes, he phoned. What's the news?
Johnny's uncle works on the paper. Johnny talked to him. They're going to take a picture of the team.
When?
Thursday. And they're going to print it in the paper.
Thursday?
Sure. When my dad found out about it, he bought my uniform right away.
Well, that's great.
Three of the other guys were getting their uniforms at the same time I got mine.
Well, swell.
By Thursday, practically everybody will have one. When are you getting yours?
Well, I don't know exactly.
Well, see you later. I'm going down to the drugstore to see who's reading the comic books. They might want to see my uniform. Bye, Mrs. Stone.
Bye, Eddie.
So long. Thursday's only 3 days away.
Well, when they take the picture, couldn't you stand in the back row?
I'm the captain. The captain stands in the front row holding the football.
Jeff.
Yes?
There's some of that chocolate cake left. Would you like a piece?
Oh, thanks.
Why couldn't he be captain of a swimming team?
What can I do for you?
Nothing. I just stopped by to say hello.
Hello?
Hello. My, Tom Ellis certainly started something with all that talk about uniforms, didn't he?
As a matter of fact, I am busy.
Well, I thought you'd want to hear the news.
Hmm?
There's going to be a picture of the team in the paper this week.
Oh?
One of the boys arranged it through an uncle. So, most of the fathers are buying uniforms for their sons.
You can see where Jeff acquired his delicate, subtle approach.
Well, can't you just see the boys clipping out the pictures and starting scrapbooks? And then one of these days, Jeff will be showing it to his children.
Time sure flies.
And they'll say, Daddy, who's that poor little boy without a uniform?
Hey, wait, are you trying to make me the heavy in this thing?
Oh, of course not. I'm being just as unreasonable and stubborn as you are.
Now, listen, we're not being unreasonable and stubborn. When you take a stand on an issue, you've got to stick to it. That's our decision, and that's it.
Yes, dear. Hello, Mrs. Ellis. This is Donna Stone. Oh, I'm fine, thank you. I hear Tom made the high school team. Isn't that marvelous? Oh, yes, I'm crazy about football. But what I really called you about was the charity auction. Yes, well, we're collecting anything that can be sold. Clothes, for instance. Now, I'm sure Tom has outgrown a lot of his things, such as, oh, I don't know, his old football uniform. Jeff?
Yes, Mother?
Could you carry this cart into the car for me, please?
Okay.
My, we certainly got a lot of things, didn't we?
Yeah.
Wait, I think I can get one more thing in that cart. Here.
Hey, where'd that come from?
Where'd what come from?
Well, that football helmet. Where'd it come from?
Oh, well, it came with the rest of the football gear.
Holy smoke! A complete uniform!
Yes, well, it isn't new, though. Tom Ellis used to wear it.
Tom Ellis? Old number 11.
Do you think anyone will bid on it?
Are you kidding? Me, my whole bankroll.
Here.
Look, it's gonna fit me perfect.
Oh, good.
Sure hope nobody bids more than 2.5.
Oh, well, that is a possibility, isn't it?
Well, sure. Anybody give his right arm to own this football suit.
Jeff, you know, your father and I decided you should earn your uniform.
You bet I know.
But you've worked so hard that I'm going to match what you've earned, but only as a loan. Now, here's 2.5.
Oh, boy.
I'll discuss it with your father later, after you have the uniform. So, don't say anything to him until I do.
Okay, Mom. You've restored my faith in mothers.
Look, I've got to go get dinner started. We don't want to be late for that auction.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Pop. Look what I'm going to bid on tonight.
Hey, that's a dandy.
It's old number 11. Tom Ellis used to wear it. Wonder how it got here.
Oh, I guess you were just lucky, that's all. You've earned $250 so far, right?
That's right.
Well, the bidding might go a little higher, you know.
Well, yeah, sure.
I tell you what. I'm going to match what you've earned.
No kidding?
It's just a loan, you understand. You have to pay it back.
Oh, thanks, Pop. You're swell. Always thinking about other people and
thanks,
their problems.
Thanks, I've heard that speech. Now, I'm going to be late for the auction because I have to go to the hospital, so don't say anything about this to Mother until
I you get a chance to discuss it with her.
Wait, how did you know?
Sometimes I get hunches.
Well, now, I have had a bid of $3 on this beautiful Chinese gong. Do I hear a bid of 4? Oh, I have a bid of 4 from the lady with the feather in her hat. Do I hear 4.5?
I'll just die if I don't get it.
Well, good luck. I know just how you feel.
I have 4.5. I have 4.5.
Oh, darn it.
Who'll make it 5?
I don't care how high I have to go. I'm going to get it.
I have $5. Yeah. Will somebody make it 5.50? 5.50? 5.5? Are you all through?
Looks like you're going to get it.
Going once for 5. Twice for 5. And sold to the lady with the feather in her hat for $5. Pay the cashier, please.
I got it. What on earth am I going to do with a Chinese gong?
Next, we have a special for the boys in the house. A football uniform complete with shoulder pads and helmet.
Oh, boy, this is it. I got to get it.
I've got to get that tissue box.
We'll start the bidding at $2. I have a bid of $2 from a boy in the third row. Do I hear 3? Do I get 3? I have a bid of $3 from a boy in the third row.
I didn't raise my hand.
He did.
Who'll get 4? Well, we have 2 live ones in the third row. 2 young men who want this uniform pretty badly. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them a bit, ladies and gentlemen. It's in beautiful condition, and any young man would be proud to wear it. The bid is now $4. Who'll give 5? I have a bid of $5.
I hope that's the last bid. That's all the money my son has.
Do I get 6? Will someone make it 6 for this fine uniform? I have a bid of $6. Well, how about it, young man? Are you going to let him get it for only $6?
You win. I'm going to wait and bid on that rocket. A wise move. I'm loaded.
Who'll make it 7? Come on, boys. This is in the sweet cause of charity.
Charity begins at home.
Now, who'll make it 7? Well, we have a new bidder. $7 from the lady in the back of the room. Now, who'll give 8? Come on, boys. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Oh, I've only got 7.5.
Now, come on, let's
Why don't the grown-ups stay out of this?
Here's my dollar and a half,
Jeff. I don't need that tissue box anymore.
Thanks, sis. You're a lifesaver.
Who'll give 8? Who'll give 8? I have a bid of 8. Going at 8? Oh, I have a bid of 9 from another new bidder at the side of the room, a gentleman. I have 9. Will somebody make it $10? I have $10 from the lady in the back of the room. $10 has been bid. Can I get 11?
That's it.
It's a fine
uniform.
Now, $10 has been bid.
Here's
Can
your
I get
money
11?
Back.
Can I get 11?
Sorry, Jeff. Now, I wish I had more to give you.
Can I get 11? Well, this has developed into a very lively item. Can I get a bid of $11?
I'm going home, Mom.
$7 from the gentleman at the side. Who'll make it 12? Can I get 12?
You, Mom? You're bidding?
Let's keep this bidding going.
Yes, I'm going to outbid that man if it's the last thing I ever do. Give me your money.
I have $12 from the lady in the back. Who'll make it 13? Will somebody make it 13? The gentleman on the side, will you make it 13? I don't hear a bid of 13 from any of you nice people. Can I get 13? Now, I have a bid of 12. You're not going to let this beautiful suit go for just $12. Now, can I get a bid of 13?
Glad I found you. Give me your money. Some female's trying to outbid me for that uniform.
Sorry, darling, not a cent.
Going once at 12.
Honey, please, all I've got is...
Going twice at 12.
Sorry, darling.
And sold. The lady in the back for $12.
Let the lady get the uniform.
Alex, that was no lady. That was your wife.
Sure, if I can live up the good old number 11.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
You'll be the star of the team.
You know, there's something about a uniform that makes a fella feel like a football player.
Well, you sure look like one, Jeff.
I can hardly wait for that Alder Street game. Fading back for that long pass. Jeff!
Hey!
Oh, my goodness. By Jove, that was a near one.
Your mother would have been very unhappy.
You mean your mother?
No, my mother gave us the blankets.
My mother gave us the coffee maker.
No. We can live with it one more year.